Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scaling Wellness. As always, it's lovely to spend a bit of time with you. And today we are going to be talking about a viral post. Now, this hit a bit of a chord with some of you last week, so I thought I would come on and just tell you a little bit more about it, give a bit more context. It's a conversation, to be completely truthful, that I've been having recently with a client. And rather than sharing her details, I thought I would share this from my perspective. Now, my perspective is far, far smaller than her perspective. She actually had a huge viral post that's actually given her something like 30,000 new followers and 900 email list signups. So she's had a massive impact from her viral post, but the fundamental things are the same. And that's why I wanted to relate this to my story so that I can tell you more detail. I don't want to share things that have been discussed in the accelerator group. But when I relate this to mine, the details are basically the same. On a smaller scale, obviously, but kind of the same. So I'm going to take you back and share with you about this viral post that I had and what happened off the back of it. What went wrong? What I'd do instead? What you could do? Because actually, what I often find in the accelerator group is quite often people will say, you know, give me some tips on going viral. So it's obviously something that we are kind of aiming for, that people are always waiting for that next viral post. And yes, there is no doubt that a viral post can be hugely impactful for your business. But you don't want a viral post unless you have the strategy in place to be able to support it. So this is why it's really important that you have a presence on Instagram or TikTok or wherever your audience are, but you have to have the back end strategy and business in place to support that. Because your clients don't buy from Instagram. They're going to want to go somewhere to find more out about you. So we need to make sure that we have a place for those people to go. 30,000 new followers on Instagram is great, but what happens if the platform gets shut down tomorrow? You lose your business. So you need to make sure that those people have a home in your email list. Okay, so we're going to come on to a little bit more about that in a second, but let me take you back to 2020. So it was when lockdown had just started happening, and you know, we were all doing our banana bread and, you know, were home workouts and all the rest of it. And I did have a digital business at the time. It was a menopause membership, and it was going pretty well. But the post that I did that went viral had no relevance to that at all. So it was a post about what it will feel like to wear high heels again when the world opens up. So when we all go back to, you know, working outside and meeting people and seeing people, and how we will be when we have to put on that first pair of high heels. And the idea behind the post was, I haven't even looked back, because I'd have to scroll back so far that I haven't even looked at it. But in if my memory serves me correctly, I did a video that showed how we'll walk in high heels if we don't do our Pilates now. So that was the kind of focus. Do Pilates so that when the world opens up again, you'll be able to wear your high heels. Okay. It tells me a lot about where I was then, because now I just think, God, I would never care. That would not be on my priority list. But obviously back then I did care about wearing my heels. Now, the funny thing about this post is it had no trending audio. There was no music attached to it. There was no reason why it should have gone viral. And in virality terms, it wasn't huge. I think, my memory serves me correctly, it was about 2 million views. And I think I got about 2,000 followers off the back of it, I would imagine most of which are no longer following me. But there was a kind of immediate spark. There were loads of comments, loads of people sharing it. So it did go pretty crazy. And it went crazy for about 48 hours, maybe 72 hours. But honestly, it was a bit of a disaster, really. It was a lovely ego boost and it is fun. You know, it's fun to watch, but it is a time suck. You're on your phone all the time checking what's happening. And often these posts do keep giving. But what was really interesting about this post is there was nothing particularly different about it. So if we're looking at, you know, the how do you go viral? How do you make this happen? I wouldn't be able to give you one tip from that because all of the rules that apparently are in place, like keywords and audio and hashtags and all the things that I know to do, it didn't have any of them. It was a completely off the cuff, filmed in about 5 seconds, terrible audio. I definitely didn't have any music on there. And I don't think I even blanked out the original video audio. It was real spit and sawdust. So there was no reason why it should go viral. But what it did do is it became a really valuable business lesson for me. And that's what I want to share with you today, because I've seen it happen a few other times. And I want to just make sure that you, if it happens for you, then you have a system in the background that can support it. But also to not rely on it. You know, it's unlikely that it's going to happen. That's the truth of it. The likelihood is low. So let's work on businesses that don't rely on viral posts. But in essence, it went crazy, but I made zero sales from it. Not one single person actually joined my program. And in fact, when I looked at the analytics, bearing in mind I work with women and I worked at the time with women mostly in perimenopause age, the demographic was men in their 20s from Africa. So they were not my ideal client in any shape or form. Who knows why they wanted to access that video? But anyway, they were definitely not my people. So it wasn't a business success by any means, but it was a vanity metric. And vanity metrics are where I see lots of people getting distracted, focusing your time and attention on the metrics that do not matter. So here is why that post did nothing for my business and why this matters for you. So the first thing is that the content was not aligned with my target market. It was really a post that was shared for sort of entertainment, not transformation. And those entertaining posts are good for traction. Someone said to me recently, you know, if pictures of your dog get loads of views, then share more pictures of your dog. But ultimately, for me, my Instagram is around sharing important, relevant, informative, helpful information to my clients. You know, occasionally it's nice if I can put in things that kind of give a bit more information about me and my life and my world. And I do that occasionally. I try not to do it too much because it's not a place where I'm trying to be an influencer. So I'm not sharing a huge amount about that, but I do drip it in. But what I don't need people to be there for really is entertainment. People that want to view my posts are there because they want information, they want support, and they want help. So this post attracted entirely the wrong audience, not my ideal client. And so it wasn't aligned at all with my business. Lovely humans, potentially, but not people that would ever join my email list or buy anything from me. So that's really key. They're not going to make me any sales. And ultimately, all businesses live and die on our sales. So there was no connection to any part of my offer. The post didn't lead anywhere. There was no next step. There was no talk about what I actually do. So fundamentally, even if the right person had viewed that post, and I can assume that there were some right people in that, they wouldn't know what to do next. They wouldn't be able to go deeper because that post was all about entertainment and not about next steps. It didn't give them a call to action. There was no kind of, you know, go to the link in my bio or, you know, find out more here or comment this. There was no next step for them. There was no talk of any ways that they could work with me. There was no opportunity for them to get the support if they wanted it. So there was no real kind of guide signpost for them to know how to go deeper if they wanted to with me. And then I had, of course, no route then for collecting data from them. So the fundamental thing about a viral post is you want to be able to send people somewhere. You want to be saying in that post that this is, you know, go to my bio and find out information about, you know, what you need, what you can do next. I had none of that. So my bio didn't really speak to the problem that I was solving. And there was no lead magnet on my bio. So there was no way of people, even if they had been creative enough to kind of scroll through all my stuff, there was no way for them to take a next step. There was no obvious kind of lead on for them to take, to kind of dip their toe further into working with me. You know, and that might have looked like a link to my YouTube channel. It might have looked like a link to my lead magnet. It could have been a link to a podcast. Any way where people could go and find out more about me, there was none of that. So that meant that behind the scenes, I wasn't able to capture any of that data. And so if there were people in there that genuinely wanted to work with me, there was no real way for them to do that. And there was no way for me to nurture those people other than more posts, which they probably wouldn't see. So I had no plan, no way of speaking to them, no way of warming them up. I didn't really know who they were. So they just drifted. And if there were any good people in that list, none of them ended up coming through and working with me. So those were the kind of fundamental business lessons. But virality, I'm not going to lie, can feel really exciting. Of course it can. And it is compelling. But it's a visibility strategy. But ultimately, it's just noise. Because if you really want to grow your digital wellness business, a real one that has real income for you, and creates real change in your life, has real scalability, and, you know, has an impact on the people you help, a viral post is not the way to do it. It's certainly not a strategy I want you to rely on. So I'm going to give you now things that you can do and you should be doing. So first of all, let's talk about what you can be doing in the online space, in the digital social media space. The first thing is create content that people will love, that will compel them to actually take steps with you. Speak to their problems. And this is less about you and more about them. Let's speak to the things that they want to know about. Now, the reason you're listening to this and maybe looked at the post on Thursday is because deep down, you would also love to go viral. So I've spoken to your frustration that your social media is not getting the views that you'd like, that you're not getting the traction you'd like, that you would love to just have more engagement. So by speaking about the viral post, I've actually spoken to your frustrations through the eyes of my own. So I'm speaking to your frustrations and I'm potentially speaking to your bigger goals. And that's what I want you to be doing in your content, in all of your content, your emails, in your social media, in your YouTube or your podcasts, in your blogs or vlogs. You want to speak to their problems, their daily frustrations, and their bigger goals. That's the people you want to help. The content that really will help people is what you should be looking at, that teaches them something, that nudges them in the right direction or inspires them. And then you will attract an audience of people that are aligned with you, that want to know more about what you do. So that's the first thing I would do, is really look at your messaging. And then I would be thinking about making sure that all of your content points people somewhere. One of the most important things when you are running an online business is that your content is a certain amount about service and a certain amount about sales. And I think it's important that you are clear with your audience that you run a business, that you're here actually to help them put skin in the game. You're here to help them to take a next step. So you need to be speaking to what that next step for them is. What's the goal offer? Where are you trying to lead people to? And what's the toe-dipping step they can take in the interim? So come and join my email list, download my free guide, watch this training, go to this post and like it, share this for me, save it for later. You know, comment below. There are so many different calls to action you can do, but it just builds up that engagement, first of all, but it also teaches your audience that you are here to have a conversation with them. You're here to engage. You're not operating in a silo. You want to be in their world helping them. So it kind of teaches them a little bit about you and what you're doing by engaging with that call to action. Now, the third thing I would always be doing above and beyond focusing on virality is looking at your email list like it is the most important part of your business, because it is. It's the lifeblood. Honestly, your email list is your business oxygen. If you don't have an email list, you need one, and you need one like yesterday. So make that your next step, because your leads, your ability to capture and nurture leads, is how you are going to make sales. It's how you're going to build relationships. It's where the trust is going to grow. Instagram is like a brief hello at a networking meeting. It's a handshake. It's not the first coffee date. It's not the opportunity to kind of immerse. It's not that extra step that we need to curate for people. And that's where they do that, inside your world. So ideally, you want to get them onto your email list. It's where the trust, the know, the like, the trust factor builds. Step four is you need to be warming up your audience always. So that can be in lots of different ways. And the warm up, the nurture, is where I try to bring in a little bit more about myself. And honestly, I find it quite hard. I look at other people's Instagram, and I know that we shouldn't be comparing. I always tell my clients this. But I do. And I'm always impressed by how much people share of their lives on Instagram. And you know what? There's two things about this. Firstly, I forget to. I don't have Instagram as my number one focus. So I forget to take pictures of my food and take pictures with friends and capture the moment. I just forget. But the other part of me is that I don't always want to. Like, my kids would absolutely be horrified if I put pictures of them online. I can almost maybe just about get away with doing ones of when they were little. But if I was to post something from the current day, no way, no way. So you will never see pictures of my children online. And they're such a big part of my life that I find it quite challenging to come up with things that don't involve them. But also, I don't want Instagram to be a priority, because it's not. It's a business priority. And so I find this really challenging, this balance between getting to know people in my world, feeling like I'm sharing myself, because that's really important, but not stepping into my life, not making it a part of my day to day. And that's the balance that I struggle with all the time. And I find it easier to do kind of bursts of it, like I did recently, the November kind of summary. Did I even share that? Yeah, I did. I did share that. The November summary was a way of doing that. But I find it very difficult to do kind of stories daily about my workouts or my runs, or I just can't be bothered, frankly. And I don't know that it's that interesting either. So I struggle with that. And actually, I feel like the podcast that you're listening to now is my way of going a bit deeper with people. It's my way of kind of getting to know you a little bit better, and hopefully you get to know me a little bit better. But if you are keen to warm up your audience in that personal way, behind the scenes works really well. Sharing client journeys, sharing your journey, your story, speaking to things that have happened in your world that are relevant. Someone said recently that someone I was working with suggested going back through your Facebook memories and picking a photo and just making it relevant somehow, So finding a photo of you at uni and thinking about, things I would tell this 18-year-old if I, from the perspective I have now. And, you can build in your business information into a post that feels a bit more engaging and has a little bit of a snapshot of your life. I think some people really love sharing their opinions, sharing their values. Opinions for me is a tricky one, because I am so in the gray. I am someone that can kind of flip from side to side. So I don't really love to be really opinionated on Instagram, or really, black or white. That's just not who I am. I'm far more in the middle, and I will offer support in both directions. Values is easier. I do find sharing values easier. I know the people I want to work with. I know the type of people they are. I know that we will have shared values. So those are the kind of things that you can do to warm up your audience, because a warm audience, people that feel like they know you, they are the people that are more likely to work with you. So there is some real value in that. A viral audience is fickle and they will scroll past, but a warm audience will look out for you. So the final thing I would say is focus on depth over reach. And I think we've covered this really, but a tiny audience of aligned humans is worth so many more than 2 million people that live in a different continent that are a different gender and are a different age to your target audience, frankly. So remember that popularity is not the goal. Again, it's a vanity metric. I don't have a massive group of friends. I have, you know, 10 people that I would class as kind of inner circle. I don't want to be popular. I want to be really useful and really aligned with the people I work with. Which is why I love my accelerator group, because they are, there's currently 20 people in there, and they are the people that I love to help the most. They are my people. Absolutely. We would get on, we would go for a drink, we would be friends. And I think that's for me is really key. I want to work with people I like. I don't really care whether everyone likes me. I just care that the right people do. And oh my goodness, that is a massive step for me. I've just realized I am growing, because I am a people pleaser by nature. So I feel like this business is really helping me to kind of step into who I am and who I want to work with. And I feel like you should be doing that too. Who do you want to work with the most? Who do you like working with? You know, because even if people fill up your list or your email list, if you don't like them, your life is going to be miserable. So make sure you are going out and getting in the people you want, the people that you like, the people that are going to enjoy working with you. So no, this podcast will probably not go viral. And I promise you that it will be a more valuable podcast because of that. So hopefully you will have more value from that than if I did something that was a little bit more mainstream. I know, guys, you are here to build something really real. And I think we can be really distracted by social media. It's a big part of my business strategy, but it is a strategy. I'm not doing it for fun. So I think there is a real line there. It's a real difference. I want it to work for me and work for my people. I want people to get value from it and to get knowledge and information. But it is a strategy. So it's not, you know, it's not part of my sort of fun strategy. So you need to be building a business that feels fun to you, that gives you freedom, that positions you as unforgettable and brings in an audience of people that want to work with you potentially, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, one day, if the right offer is put in front of them. And that's, you know, that's what I'm trying to build. So forget that viral moment, because it is not worth the paper it is written on. Build a sustainable one instead. I really hope this has been useful. And I hope that you get some benefit from today's episode. And I really look forward to seeing you again next week. Thank you so much for being here. The post that I'm talking about was last Thursday. So go back and have a look at that. And I explain a little bit more in there. And thank you. I will see you again next time. Cheers, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.